You are listening to the Applied Research Podcast Series, featuring interviews with authors exploring key research topics by VONET, the National Online Resource Center on Violence Against Women, in partnership with the National Sexual Violence Resource Center and the Minnesota Center Against Violence and Abuse.
In this podcast, recorded on November 21st, 2011, Karen Baker, the director of the National Sexual Violence Resource Center and the advocate consultant for the VONET Applied Research paper titled Changing Perceptions of Sexual Violence Over Time, shares her thoughts on this paper.
Sexual violence is a really complicated topic, and many researchers just focus on one aspect or one point of view, so to speak. But Dr. McMahon really brought in, I think, the full range of systems. For instance, obviously sexual violence is a crime, so there's a legal aspect to it, and that impacts public perceptions. But also it's a feminist issue because there's a gendered aspect to sexual violence. It's a public health issue because of the scope and the nature of the problem. And it's certainly a social justice issue because of the way that oppressions and racism and homophobia play in. And Sarah McMahon brought all of these perspectives into her historical analysis. And I think that's very rare and very much needed. As advocates, we know the complexity of the problem and all these different facets, but sometimes we get hung up on one or the other, but it really is the totality that influences public perception and our work. Perception means to me how people react when they see, perhaps when they see an article about sexual violence. And perceptions are based on language, and a lot of the language that we use in our movement is problematic. For instance, when we say sexual violence, some people think of physical violence, or they think of domestic violence. People don't really understand what we mean by sexual violence, or they certainly don't bring all the parts into the equation. But it's people's, I guess, emotions or their first response, what people think are the causes of sexual violence, who the victims are and what they need, who causes sexual violence, and probably most importantly, who can prevent sexual violence and what can be done to change our culture so that it is much less about encouraging any kind of disrespect to people and much more about people looking out for one another, people reporting things that look a little bit off, adults taking responsibility for protecting children, people believing and nurturing victims and getting them help, and people holding offenders accountable but not turning them into total monsters who have no place to live or no hope of any kind of healthy life. I think that what the piece tells us is that there's a few areas where we should really focus our educational efforts moving forward. Clearly, advocates have done a great job so far of educating the public, but there are some areas of some pretty serious misperceptions that we need to focus on. For instance, what are the causes of sexual violence? Still seems to be an area that people misunderstand, and the whole scope of the problem. The public is not really aware of the continuum and all the different behaviors that comprise sexual violence. This article does a good job of bringing that into focus, and I think points us in a direction of people would like to understand better and have more of the real facts, and perhaps we can find ways to talk about the issue so that people can really understand it in a more accurate way and not have our laws and our public policy be so fear-driven. I think the language that we use is so important, and she brought that out. The whole aspect of racism, this comes up a lot in high-profile cases, and sometimes we forget to bring in that historical analysis that is so very, very important. Also, I think it's clear that we need to do a lot more in prevention and to bring communities into the equation and into the picture on preventing sexual violence. And one of the areas that we can focus on is how people are perceiving who commits sexual violence. There still seems to be a lot of focus on that psychopathic, stranger, predator kind of person. And although that happens, it's really very rare. And so we need to help people understand that it's everyday people and it's everyday situations, which not only makes it harder to detect sexual violence, but also makes it much more complicated for victims. advocates know this, the public, I think, should know this, and by reading this paper and following up on some of the recommendations, we can move the conversation forward so that 10 years from now we can look back and see all the progress that's been made. The media has a lot to do with our perceptions. So when we talk about public perception, they're both fed by the media, but also the media reacts to the public. So as advocates, if we can communicate to the media more of the, I guess I would say, typical cases of sexual violence rather than the aberrant ones, I think we would end up with better public policy and with people having more realistic ideas of how they can get involved and prevent sexual violence. Research is a tough issue, and I know that most researchers like to take a very narrow look at something, and I understand that because then you can control the variables. But really, for a topic as complex as sexual violence, I think the wide-angle lens is much more helpful, or certainly resonates more with advocates. So I'd like to see more research like Dr. McMahon did, where she's looking at a number of different variables and how it all comes together and plays out in our lives. I think advocates are going down the right path now as far as more ways to bring men into the movement, into the work. And also, I think it's very promising, the bystander intervention models. Sarah McMahon talked about those. I think they're very promising because they have a role for everyone to play, and they alert us that a comment or a joke or a sexist advertisement may ultimately be more serious than just that one instance. And so if we can learn and teach ourselves and others to react to the smaller things, if you will, I think down the road we could do a lot better at preventing some of the more serious offenses. So I encourage advocates to read it. I certainly will use it and rely on it a lot.
This document was written by Dr. Sarah McMahon. Dr. McMahon is the Associate Director at the Center on Violence Against Women and Children and an Assistant Professor at the School of Social Work for Rutgers University.
Applied research papers and podcasts in this audio series can be found at www.vawnet.org. VAWNET is a project of the National Resource Center on Domestic Violence, supported by a cooperative agreement with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Music by Beulah.